airport screeners in Los Angeles and Chicago failed to find fake bombs in more than 60% of tests run last year. A classified report obtained by USA Today shows that during routine tests, TSA screeners failed to find bomb materials that undercover agents posing as passengers had hidden away on them. We're joined now by Rich Roth. He is an aviation security expert with CTI Consulting in Bethesda, Maryland. Welcome to the program, Mr. Roth.
Thank you.
So apparently these screeners failed to notice things like fake dynamite packed away in toiletry kits, bomb residue on shoelaces. How is this possible?
There's three things really going here. The people that were doing those tests are extremely competent, very capable. Hopefully, and I'm pretty sure they are, far better than most terrorists would ever be, and they've got a lot more resources than a lot of the terrorists were. Plus, they know how the machines operate. So given that, they have an advantage over a lot of things. The second part is that this was a test done a year ago, and it was testing to find out how this new type of test scenario would work. And as you saw, in some cases, it showed some problems with the system that have now been or now being rectified or at least changed to the point where the numbers are going up. The third thing you need to look at is that the bad guy, when he's coming through that screening checkpoint, isn't like that guy that was doing the undercover testing. The bad guy coming through there, he has to be sweating that this guy is going to catch him. On the other hand, the guy that came through that's part of the undercover operation, he knows that as soon as this thing's detected, he just throws down his badge and says, this is a good guy.
So he's a cool customer doing
this.
He's
a very cool customer next to a guy that has to worry about the fact that I might be with the screener that catches everything, in which case this whole thing is going to go down and I'm going to be arrested right here.
This study looked at San Francisco Airport as well, where screeners work for a private company, not for TSA, and they only missed 20% of these fake bombs. Does that indicate that airports should be using private security companies instead?
I don't think it says that, but I think it does say that a lot of the airports that were reticent about making that switch to private screeners should take to heart the fact that they did do so well. On the other hand, those screeners are being looked at. They know they're being tested more than most. In fact, if you look at that study, they had been tested a lot more than the other ones had.
But shouldn't TSA employees be just as rigorous in their searches? I mean, isn't everyone's security just as important, regardless of whether or not your boss is a private company or TSA?
Certainly. But that test was done a year ago. And as it showed the fallacies and the problems with it, the testing procedures from the other airports have gone up dramatically since then. TSA is doing a very exciting thing. They're just about ready to finish the rollout, and that gives them the ability that if they find something in Karachi, that a suspect-type device in an X-ray, they can take that X-ray picture and move it to all the machines around the U.S. so that they can see what type of device would look like if it was coming through their screening checkpoint. With all those advances that TSA is making, I think you're going to find that the levels are extremely high.
What about the screeners themselves? This USA Today article mentioned that it was extremely difficult for them because some of these bomb parts or potential bomb parts now are as small as a pen cap. If you're looking at thousands of bags every day, how are they supposed to be able to detect these things?
One, it is difficult. And you'll notice that as we go along, the software for the X-ray machines is being upgraded. In fact, there's a big TSA push now to move even a higher level of X-ray machines there. That's going to help. But another big help is the fact that if we can constantly test these folks, if you're a screener and you're looking at 1,000 bags go through and there's nothing in any of them, just myself even, I would have a difficult time concentrating as hard as I need to. But if I can be tested, that does allow them to keep that level higher. But you're right. As they bring things down to component levels, it does make things much more difficult.
Rich Roth is with CTI Consulting in Bethesda, Maryland. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.